We're up to Perek Mem Aleph. Come on, let's see. Is it working? I got it. That's good. We're up to Perek Mem Aleph. Pasuk, the last pasuk of the Perek, Winding down. There's not all that much. We're almost finished. Then we're going to learn the Yirat Hashem today also. I'm going to get to everyone one of these. We're going to get the art scroll. It's going to be a whole new experience, everyone. When everyone has the art scroll. It has the Hechsher of the Badatz, the art scroll. What do I mean by that? It has the Hechsher of the Badatz. Everything has Mikudos. That's. Everything has Mikudos. The Mitzvot Zari, Rashi, everything. The Badatz. The Bezdin Tzedek. The Badatz. Shalom Erika has given a hechsher on the art scroll in the Gros Gedolos. Alright, so let's go back to Perek Mem Beis, Perek Mem Aleph, the last pasuk, winding down this section. Okay, the last pasuk teaches us about the roof, the Gag. The Gag is something very significant as well. We discussed yesterday a whole shiur about the door. Every part of the Beis HaMikdash has a major symbolism. The windows and the door. So we're up to Pasuk Chavav. Chavav Perek Mem Aleph. Pasuk Chavav, the last Pasuk in this Perek. The Pasuk says, V'hachalaynim atumois. The windows were atumois. So we mentioned the windows already multiple times. Everyone does not have, I have two handouts on the front table. The windows does not have. It's page 8 and page 9.
Forgive me, what Perek?
Perek Mem Aleph. Mem Al Pasuk Chavav. Okay, again, there are two pages here, two page illustrations on the table anyone does not have. So now we're discussing the windows. The windows we already mentioned multiple times. There are windows all over the place. Windows wherever you go. The Torah have windows. The Heichal has windows. The Kodesh HaKadoshim has windows. That was a unique thing that we learned about the Bayis Shlishi, which most people do not know, is that the Bayis Shlishi, according to, I think it was a Rashi, that even the Kodesh HaKadoshim has a window. Has a window, something that you don't hear about. There's a window. There's no window in the Mishkan. There's no window in the Bayis Rishon. There is no mention of a window in the Bayis Sheni. But yet, in the Bayis Shlishi, there is mention that there are windows in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and in the Heichal. And for whatever reason, the Pasuk here is repeating this idea, which we had already so many times. There are windows. Atumais. We learned before that there are two translations for the word Atumais. Either it means that it was wide. It was narrow on one end and wide on the other end, in order for the light to spread. Yeah. And the Simoy Rim, and there were also palm trees. The image does not mean literally palm trees that were made from wood that grew out of the ground, but it means the image, an object that was made in the image of the palm tree, Mipo Umipo from both sides, El Kisois Ha Ulam. So the windows here and the palm trees refer to the Ulam. Okay, that's one concept. You can really put a soif posuk in this location. And then there's an entirely new concept which we'll discuss separately called Vitzalois Habayis. There were beams, support beams. Tzalois Habayis here means support beams. V'ha'ulbim and roof beams. There were major support beams and roof beams to keep the ceiling up. Okay, now before we look at the Farshim itself, let's look at the picture, just to get a better idea of what's going on here. So let's look at picture number one and picture number six. Okay, picture number one, this is on page 8. Okay, on the handout, if you don't have, there are more handouts here on the front table. Page 8, there's page 8 and page 9. Page 8 and page 9. Page 8, you see... look at picture number one. You see the ulam. In picture number one, you are standing inside of the ulam. Now, just to review, if we look at picture number five, okay, we'll look at picture number five just to review those. Some basic. Okay, page 9 and page number 8. So now 8. Okay, we'll have one more. One more 8. Okay, 8 and page 9. Okay, page, I think I ran out of 8s.
Nine.
No, I have labor. You have an extra 8? Okay. So everyone should have page 8 and page 9. you don't have, you can look on with someone. I ran out of eats.
Have you seen the coin that was minted,
the palm tree, the palm tree.
No, not just the palm, no, the entrance of the
Beis Hamikdash. Okay, so this is the Bayis Shlishi. Let's review very simple. The Bayis Shlishi, we know that the center, there are three components of this. The main part of the Beis Hamikdash is the Ulam, the Kodesh, and the Kodesh HaKodashim, which we spent so much time on. We spent probably a month on this at least. And picture number 5, you see the three compartments. You see the first section. The first section, which is very, very narrow, it's a very, very small section, that is called the Ulam. The second section is the Heichal. That's where the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach HaZov are located. And then the third section, all the way in the back, is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where the Aroin and the Kruvim are found. Now we're discussing the entranceway from the entranceway into the Ulam, the most extreme, at the very, very end. And it's mentioning to us here that there are palm trees. Now, in picture number 6, it's showing us the Ulam from the inside looking out. Okay, you're inside the Heichal. If you look at picture 5 and 6, make believe you're in picture number 5, you're in the center, and you put your back towards the Kodesh HaKodashim, and you're looking out through the entranceway.
Yeah.
This is what you would see. You would see these two big columns. Those two big columns are not the palm trees that were discussed. Those are two big columns with a coseres, with a capital, a big crown on top. But etched into the wall, or designed on the wall, were the image of two palm trees.
Yeah.
A palm tree on the left, a palm tree on the right, and below it shows two windows. Now that design of having a palm tree on top and a window on the bottom was on the outside, as was on the inside looking out, right. And likewise was on the outside looking in. Now they're not showing that to you anywhere in this picture. I didn't make a few pictures. There are probably other pictures which are in the safer and photocopy. But if you picture number 5, they're just showing you the basic shell. They're showing you the basic shell. They do show the windows. That's not true. They do show you the windows. On the entranceway into the Ulam, in picture number 5, you see those two little boxes right along the side of the entranceway. Here, there's the two little boxes. Those are the windows. It's not showing you that above those two little windows was the image of two palm trees. And that's what this pasuk means. It says, again, one more time, the pasuk, Vacha lo'inim, there were windows. What kind of windows? Windows that were atumais. It was narrow on one side, wide on the other side. And then it also, and now if it's going in and out, it's not really clear which side was wide and which side was narrow, because the windows went through and through. This simoy rim, and there were also these palm trees, which you see in picture number 6, mipo umipo, on the inside and on the outside. Whichever direction you come into the ulam, you would see these two things. El kisvoy su'ulam, these flanked the two sides of the ulam, period. That is the description of what the entranceway looked like. Okay, now let's go to the next words of the pasuk, and then we'll review this inside the mepharshim in a moment. The next part is describing the ceiling. Now this is going to be true for the entire ceiling of the ulam and the kodesh hakodashim. Look like picture number 7. Picture number 7, you see along the edge of the wall, when you came to the top of the wall was made from stone. The ulam was made from stone. It was paneled with wood. On top of the wood there were plates of gold. But the very, very top of the wall, you had these beams, that were going to be used to support the ceiling. The beams that support the ceiling are called the tzal ois. And then the beams that went across, that were resting upon the tzal ois, are called the ubim. And it shows that to you in this illustration. You can see on it says tzalois habayis. That's the gray, the light gray. And the dark gray are the ubim, which go across. This was true throughout the entire area inside of the Heichal Kodesh HaKadoshim. By the way, this is something that's unique about the Beis Hamikdash. Because the Mishkan, the ceiling of the Mishkan, was made from ureis. There was really no ceiling. There was cloth. There were three levels. The lowest level was made from six types of material. It was made from, I don't remember already, it was Torla Shani, mainly from wool. Wool and linen also, I think.
Tachash.
No, that was the second level. The first level was made from cloth. Yeah, it was woven. That was the third level. The lowest level were 10 different sections of material that was woven, embroidered with images of Kruvin made from wool and linen. And each thread was intertwined. I forgot exact details. 6 times, 24 times.
Yeah.
Wool, linen, gold. It was wool, linen, gold. Different colors, red, purple, blue, the hulu. There were 10 sections connected together. The second level was goat skins. The Yirioyis Izim, there were 11 sections. And the third level, the very, very type was Me'orois Eilin Me'odamin, were special hides of multicolored animals, the Tachash, a special creature that only existed during the time of the Mishkan. And that was the third level. So it's interesting that in the Mishkan, the ceiling was made from three levels. There were three different layers of things that were put upon the walls to create a roof: cloth, goatskins, and oirois elim me'adamin. Now, what was the next Mishkan? The next Mishkan was Mishkan Shiloh. And Mishkan Shiloh, Chazal tell us that they were no longer crushing, the walls were no longer made from wood, the walls were made from stone, but the ceiling was the same. The ceiling was still made from the three different layers of material. And then when we come to the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni, then there was already a ceiling, which is basically the same thing as what we have in the Bayis Shlishi. Okay, so this was a transition from the Mishkan Shiloh, and the Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi, where we have a real ceiling, but the ceiling is made from wood planks. What is the significance? I don't know. I'm sure there is a lot of depth to what this is all about. We know that when it comes to the mitzvah of Sukkah is all about a ceiling, right? There's a certain type of ceiling which is a superficial ceiling which has holes where you can see the stars, the rain can get in. And then there is, and what do we do on Sukkos? Twice on Sukkos, the first day Sukkos and the Chol HaMoed Sukkos, we learn about Milchemes Goig u'magoig. Why do we learn about Milchemes Goig u'magoig? Why do we learn about Milchemes Goig u'magoig? So Rav Sham Shinfold, there's a very famous Rav Sham Shinfold Hirsch, because the word magoig comes from the word gag. Gag. Why do we learn about Milchemes Goig u'magoig b'dafka on Sukkos? Why don't we learn about Milchemes Goig u'magoig on Shavuos or on Pesach or on any other time of the year? The answer is because the word magoig comes from the word gag. Gag means a roof. And being that Sukkos is the time when we enter into the Tzila Din Hamnusa, the roof of Schach, which is porous, which the way it's a temporary type of roof, which is symbolic that we in this world, we in this world are only here for a short time. It's temporary. The Goyim, who are represented by Goig u'magoig, they define their essence with the word Gag. Gag is a permanent roof, a roof that prevents the rain, the snow, anything from penetrating into indoors. So it's the dafka on Sukkos, when we leave the Diras Keva and go into the Diras Arai, where we're subject to the elements, we take note the difference between Ben Yisrael Le'umin, between us and the nations of the world. We focus on Goig u'magoig, and the whole essence, the name of a nation captures their essence. And the nations, Umos Olam, they believe that their stay in this world is permanent. Their shelter is not a sukkah, schach, psoiles, but rather their existence is Goig, Lashon Gag, a permanent structure. Now the sukkah is a minor Beis HaMikdash. Harachamon hu yakim lanu es sukkas David ha-noifoles. So the Beis HaMikdash really is one big sukkah to some certain degree. Kol Yisrael ru'uyim leishe b'sukkah achas. So it's very important that when you focus on the Beis HaMikdash, which is the sukkah of Klal Yisrael in the big picture of things, relative to the Umos HaOlam, who is captured with the term Gag, Goig, Goig Umo Goig, Lashon Gag, it's very curious to analyze what kind of ceiling you indeed had in the Beis HaMikdash. Was the ceiling a ceiling which allowed rain to come in or not? So we don't really even know. I mean, there are boards. I mean, what kind of boards? What kind of boards are these boards? Are these like slats? Like kosher schach? No, you ought to make a schach from slats. So it used to be very common. Before I was born, it seems it was very, very common. People made, they still have Chaim Blin, they still have those, that schach made from this, the boards they used to put on the wood. Before that, sheetrock, so they put these little pieces of wood, and then they put plaster of Paris, and then another layer of plaster, so that those boards are less than the tefach, so they're valid. If those boards were more than the tefach, then it would be invalid. So when it says here in the pasuk that there are ubim, what does that mean exactly? Does that mean the ubim are thick planks of wood which are pasul for schach? Maybe the ceiling of the Beis, I'm just trying to understand, because it's very curious. The Beis HaMikdash is the sukkas David Hanoifolas. It represents the Tzila Din Hemnusa. And the purpose of the sukkah is to remind us that this world is just a proizdom, is a temporary world for the next world. So if the model of the sukkah is the Beis HaMikdash, so you would expect that the Beis HaMikdash should not have a ceiling at all. It should have a uriah, like we have, like the uriah wouldn't be kosher for schach anyway, right? The uriahs of the Mishkan were not kosher for schach. You can't use animal hides. It's makabel tum. You can't use, but it's something which is curious to relate to understand what exactly is the roof of the Beis HaMikdash all about. And it's also interesting is that in the transition between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, in this transition, there's one thing that doesn't really go over well, and that is the ceiling. Mishkan Shiloh for 369 years was the first transition between the Mishkan and it was Gilgal. Before Gilgal was the Mishkan, was the first real transition before we came to what we know as the Bayis, the Beis HaMikdash, and there the walls were stone, but the ceiling was still the same ceiling that existed in the Mishkan. The ceiling first changed when we came to the permanent location, the Shichnei Sidur Shu Uvasa Shama in the Beis HaMikdash. And the ceiling is everything. Because that is the difference between us and the Umay Sa'ilam, the Sukkah, verse Klal Yisrael, verse Goig, the nations of the world. Okay, now with that, Chazal, let's see the Pasuk. Pasuk Chavav, the Mitzvah started. Now here the Mitzvah very clearly says that these windows and these palm trees is only referring to the ulam, the entranceway to the ulam, which is like in picture number 5 is the very 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 outside, and in picture number 6 when you're inside you're looking out, that is the ulam. So this is the shita of the mitzuda. This is the mitzudas David l'shita soi, consistent throughout the entire sefer. He translates the words atumos, not that it was wide on one end and narrow on the other end. It means there was glass. There was some type of closure, some type of glass. He describes glass a mechitza behira, that's clear, vizaka, that's pure. Basically, there was glass. There was an opening, and the opening was sealed with glass. Now, like Rashi, which always says, it means there was no glass. It was completely open. It was narrow on one side and wide on the other side. The wall was thick. The wall was 5 amos thick. And then it says, "V'simayim were palm trees, koisarois bitzuros ilanei tamar." So here it's koisarois means crowns. I'm like, it could be that he's not learning like Rashi. We'll just see what he says. Crowns that were made in the image of trees of the top of a palm tree. Hayu bikisay saulam mize umize al hamizuzos mimal kederach shahaya b'chol hamizuzos. Like you find all the other mizuzos. I'm not really sure what he means. I'm not really sure what he means. And the mitzudos, a man has many times his own interpretation, and the illustrations here do not necessarily follow the perush of the mitzudos. And we don't have that many perush. And there doesn't seem to be too many in the farshim make models like the mitzudos, but the basic idea here is, I think it's picture number, there's one left, picture number, page 9, I think another page 9, do I need this?
I have it.
Okay. Okay, so over here we have. Right now, just assume like picture number six. You see, there's a window. On top of the window, we have over here these two palm trees. We'll leave with that. Now we go to the next part of the process. Vitzalos sabayis. It's in the lema gam herani tzalos sabayis. The tzalos are these beans. The beans you see in picture number seven, page eight, number seven. Hein koyres hamushkavos al hakisalim. They lie on top of the wall, so it seems it's even on top of the stones. And their ha'ubim, him koyros hatikra shehima oven ktsas, they're slightly thick. Those are the roof beams which serve as the roof for the Beis Hamikdash. You have to remember there's more than one layer. That the on top of the ceiling of the Kodesh HaKodashim, there was another floor. It was at least in one floor. Maybe there were many floors because the height went all the way up to 100 amas, and the height of the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKodashim, did not go higher than 30. L'chayr, it's 30 and 20. It's 30 and 20. Maybe it's more, but it's not that much more. Maybe it depends by decision by Shane. We have to discuss some of those details. But it wasn't higher than let's say even the most 40 amas. So what was between 40 and 100? You have another 60 amos on top of you. So obviously there was another floor. There was a floor on top of the Heichal, a floor on top of the Kodesh HaKodesh, another story. Maybe there was more than, maybe there were multiple stories. And what did they do up there? It's not clear. Storage, maybe they davened, they had a minyan factory up there. I don't know. We don't know exactly know what took place in these locations. Now let's see Rashi Pasuk Chavav, El Kisvay Se'ulam, L'shtei Evrei HaPesach. So these images, these windows and palm trees were along the two sides of the entranceway. Vitzalos habayisa ha'ubim, the malach of the herani tzilaos. The malach showed me the tzilaos. The tzilaos means these beams. V'yes ha'ubim. The amru rabosenu zichron levracha tzalois habayis. What is the translation of the word tzalois? Elu hamal tisin. Now, what's the mal tisin? I am assuming it means, like in this picture, it means some beams that are used to support the roof. Ve'ha'ubim, elu ha'morishos. I'm not familiar with this vocabulary, but at least in the picture.
Isn't he
going to
explain that?
U'mohein morishos, koyos, u'mohein maltisin, arozin, they're thick planks of cedar, shenoistim v'roish ha'kisalim, on top of the stone, to rest upon their top, the roshei hakoros, the beams which served as the roof and the floor for the next level, as is illustrated in page 8, number 7. Okay, so this concludes the ulam, the heichal, the kodesh hakodashim. We have concluded the major section of the bayis shlishi. Not finished yet. There's still a lot more to do. So now we go on to something. Now we're going to go on to page number 9.
This is a description of how the
Bayis Shlishi will look. How the Bayis Shlishi will look. Now we go to page number 9. Page number 9, let's look at the overview. So we've got.
Don't we see by Adam and Chava that salos means sides?
Achas means salos, one of the ribs, the sides, right? So here, right, it's the same word. There's an I in here as well. Yeah. Selah. It's Selah HaMishkan, it means the side. So normally it means the side. So why here does it mean a piece of wood? It's on the side, it's along the side of the structure. There's a relationship. It's a borrowed term. In the vocabulary, you always have to find the root. What is the real meaning of the word? And then there are many derivatives. There are many objects which are borrowed from that Shemesh to refer to things which are, have a nature, a characteristic of what the root of the word is. So this,
because it's something like a ship, which is a series of planks to form a structure.
Yeah.
So here we have planks which together form a structure.
In order to serve
same
as
the rib cage.
As the what? As the rib cage. So the rib cage, so the rib is like a ship. The rib cage, achas mitzalos, the rib cage forms the frame of the human being, of the structure. Okay. So this is the frame of the inside with the tzalos, which used to support the rib. Okay, now let's go back to page number 9. Page number 9 is a general overview. It's a very good picture. We discussed already many parts, but let's recap what we've learned so far. And the extreme perimeter represents the chotzer hachitzayna. Okay, that's the chatzah chitzayin. It's not a perfect square. We're not going to go over all the details now again. It's almost a perfect square, but it's not a perfect square. It's slightly rectangular. Okay, it's a little bit longer from the beginning to the end than it is wide. Now, in this illustration, picture number one, towards the left side of the illustration, you see the entranceway. You see, you come in, that's when you come into the chotzer hachitzayin. When you come into that first area, that's really the equivalent of what we're familiar with from the Bayis Rish and the Bayis Sheni as the Ezras Noshim. In the Bayis, everyone knows the image of the Bayis Rish and the Bayis Sheni in their mind. When you come in from the outside, from the east, you're coming into a nice open area called the Ezras Noshim, and there are four different chambers in the four corners that were used for different purposes. And that's where they had the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that's where the Kohen Gadol would read on Yom HaKippurim, that's where the king, after every 7 years, would recite, where the Hakel would take place. Now here, in this picture number one, there's not only one Ezras Noshim. There's really three. There's really a triple Ezras Noshim. Because the feature of the Bayis Shlishi shows that you have a courtyard on the north, and you have also an open area on the south. And in fact, if you look in this illustration, you see a special entranceway to the Tzafayim on the right side. If you look in the letters here, it shows you here, it says Shar HaTzafayim, that's the northern side. And on the left side is also an entranceway where you come into another open area that's also open. It's also the equivalent of the east. So whereas in the Bayis Rishna and the Bayis Sheni, you only had an open area on the east side, and there was nothing on the left and the right, meaning the north and the south, in the Bayis Shlishi there will be an open area in the front on the east, and there's an open area on the left, which is the south, and an open area on the right, which is the north. Now when you walk in, you can get around. We're going to see there's plenty of space. Now, in addition, there are four big boxes, and that's what we're going to discuss right now in very great detail. In the Chatzar HaChitzayinah, you see along the four sides, there are four big boxes. Those four big boxes are called the Lishkas. We're only going to focus now on the Lishka HaTzifaynis, the northern Lishka, but the truth is, they're all really the same. In picture number two, it blows it up for you. It shows you the Lishka Tzifaynis. It shows you that there were three stories. There were three stories inside this Lishka Tzifaynis. And picture number four, it shows you the dimensions. It was 100 amos long and 50 amos wide. Now that's only for the Lishka Tzifaynis, but you had the same thing on all four sides. And we spent the last month describing what's inside, right? You see in the picture number four, you see the Chatzer HaPinimis. Inside the Chatzer HaChitzayinah, there is the Chatzer HaPinimis. There's three entrances. The Mizbeach HaChitzayin, the place where they did the staircase. Remember we discussed the staircase on the right side, where they did the Shechita. And then we just finished learning now about the Ulam, the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is towards the top of picture number four. So we're not going to focus anymore on the Chatzar HaPanimis. We're done with that. The Chatzar HaPanimis was a perfect square. It was 100 amos by 100 amos. And that led into the Ulam, the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, as you see in picture number one. We're now outside of the Chatzar HaPanimis. We're now going back into the Chatzar HaChitzayinah, which is really what we call the Ezras Noshim. And there we have these four massive chambers. These four massive chambers, each one has a dimensions of 100 amos by 50 amos, and were three stories tall. It's interesting that it would appear that in the Bayis Rishon and in the Bayis Sheni, this was miniaturized. What do I mean it was miniaturized? There was only an Ezras Noshim on the east, and in the Ezras Noshim, the four corners were four different chambers. Almost as if to say that these four Lishkais that are mentioned in Sefer Yecheskel were miniaturized in the Bayis Rishon, in the Bayis Sheni, to the four corners. Those four corners, they served four different functions for the Nazir to store this object, wood for the Mizbeach. So there is some similarity. There are definitely parallels and similarities between the Bayis Rishon Sheni and the Bayis Shlishi, but the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni was really a miniature, a watered down version of the Bayis Shlishi. If you work hard enough, you can probably find every feature that you see in the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni, Masechet Midos and Masechet Yoma. You can find, you can probably find something similar, at least in concept, in the Bayis Shlishi, in the way it's described, because the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni was just a preparation for the enlargement, for the magnification of the Bayis in its full glory that appears here in the Bayis Shlishi. So Pasuk Aleph says, "Okay, Vayotzieni el haChotzer." Right now, at this moment in time, the Yecheskel is standing with the Malach in a Nevuah inside the Chotzer HaPeninis. He's inside. We just finished going through all the details of the Ulam, the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now he's leaving. He's leaving the Chatzar HaPnimis and he's entering into the Chatzar HaChitzayna. Vayotzieni el HaChatzar HaChitzayna. HaDerech, and he says HaDerech, the path, Derech HaTzafayim, which path is he taking in the Chatzar HaChitzayna? He's taking a path, he's taking a trip, he's taking a stroll along the northern side. Vayivieni el halishka, and the Malach has brought me to the chamber, Asher neged hagizra, which is opposite the gizra, the Asher neged habinyan, opposite the binyan, el hatzafon, along the northern side. Now we learned this before. The binyan is the lower portion of the ulam, heichal, and kodesh hakodashim. The gizra is the upper portion, but it all means the same thing. It means the structure. As you see in picture number four, you see the Lishkat Sifonis. The Lishkat Sifonis is parallel to the Ulam, the Heichol, and the Kodesh HaKodashim. The lower portion where the Tohim are, that extends from the very, very back all the way to the very, very front, that is what's called, we learned this before, that's called the Binyan, the lower portion. The portion that rises all the way up 100 Amos is what's called the Gizra. So when you take the two words together, the word Gizra and the Binyan, it represents the entire structure, including the Ulam, the Heichal, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the lower section, as you see the Ta'im, was that part that jutted out on the bottom, and the part that goes all the way up to the ceiling, 100 Amos. So this chamber, called the Lishkat Sifonis, was parallel, exactly aligned with this section. And that's one more time. Let's see the Mitzvah of Pasuk Aleph. Pasuk says, "Vayotzieni choytziyoy min ahechol el achotzer achitzayna derech achotzer apnimi through the chotzer hapnimi." He was in the chotzer. He was in the heichol. Yecheskel was standing inside the heichol, analyzing the windows and the timarim, the palm trees. He now leaves the heichol, enters into the chotzer hapinimi, goes to where the number four is, the big four. He turns to the right side, at least in this illustration, and he comes out that entranceway. He now finds himself in the chotzer hachitzayna on the northern side, and he goes up to analyze this massive lishka that is in front of him. Whenever it says Ritzon Olaymar, it means these words are not to be translated literally. There is a requirement to add some embellishment to understand what these words mean. Haderech shahilich, I see the derech that the Malach took me, hoya derech pa'asafon, was along the northern side. Where did the Malach guide me? El halishka, Ritzon Olaymar, El Kivutzas HaLishachos. So he learns here, in his interpretation, the collection of chambers. He seems to say there are many chambers. I'm not sure what he means. Let's just read what it says. Asher Amdu Mul HaGizra Mul HaBinyan. That was opposite, parallel to the Binyan and the Gizra, which means the Ulam, the Heichal, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shal Oysan HaLishachos. Shal Amdu Bipas Safon, the northern side. It was a distance of 20 amos. You see this in illustration number 4. You see that there was a gap between the end of the Toim And the Lishka Tzifonis, you see there is an open space of 20 amos. Miyasoi Kaisel HaMesiba, from the end of the wall of the Mesiba, that's like where the Torim are. Again, this follows the Shita. Where was the Mesiba? Was the Mesiba on the inside, or was the Mesiba on the outside? And this illustration is showing you the Mesiba on the inside. That's not the way how the Mitzudos learned. Remember, we learned that the Mitzudos, he learned that the Mesiba was on the outside. It was reversed. The Torim were on the inside, the Mesiba was on the outside. But anyway, that is not important for now. K'mo Shenemar Ubein HaShochos Reichat Es Shemano. All we need to focus on in this illustration is to see that there's 20 amos. It shows you in illustration picture number 4, page 9, picture number 4, you see there are 20 amos between the edge of what we really call the Toim and the Lishka Tzifonis. On the right side, picture number 2, you see a three-dimensional illustration. You see the Toim. You see that's the edge of it shows the Ulam, and then right behind the Ulam are the Toim. That's the lower portion, that which we call the Binyan. And in between the Tohim and the wall of the Lishkat Sefainis is exactly 20 amas. Its dimensions was 100 by 50. Now let's see how Rashi learns this pasuk. Rashi pasuk of Yotzieni min hechatzah pnimis elochatzah chitzayna b'shar hatzafayin shehuska lamala. We're now on the northern gate. B'shar lechatzer hapnimi. There is a gate to the chatzer hapnimi neged hashar latzafayin. As we know, there are three entrance ways. Picture number 4 clearly shows you there are three ways you can get into the Chatzer HaPanimis. From the east, which is the bottom, the right is the north, and the left is the south. So we're now going to the right, which is the north. V'hu ha-yonosim be'emtza, orich ezras Yisrael, shu mea amo. The Chatzer HaPanimis is smack in the center. Okay, so the Huha Yonasan M said that you see in the illustration picture number 1, you see the entire Chatzer HaPanimi is right in the center of the Chatzer HaChitzayna, which he is calling the Huha Yonasan B'emtza Oirech of the length of the Ezras Yisrael, Shehu Mea Amo. I'm not even really sure what he means by this. We know that the inside of the Chatzer HaPanimis was a square. Until the wall of the Heicha, the wall of the Ulam, it was 100 amos by 100 amos. Like picture number 4, we see the Mizbeach is, and you see that square, the Chatzer HaPanimis, that was 100 amos by 100 amos, and that itself was located pretty much in the center of the Chatzer HaChitzayna. I think that's what Rashi means to say over here, when he used the word, the Oirech Ezras Yisrael. I'm not sure what he means by that. Shehu Mea Amo, which the area itself was 100 amos wide by 100 amos long. Let's leave it for now. Next words. Now we go further in Rashi. Rashi says, "Vayivieni la lishka asher neged." He took me to the lishka that was neged the gizra. El achas meha lishachos harishonos, to one of the lishachos, which Rashi is alluding to us, there's going to be four of them. Now remember, the Mitzudos David it might very well be there wasn't four. It could be maybe he holds there were many smaller chambers. But we're going to focus on what we have in front of us on these illustrations. Rashi seems to say there was one of the four Lashachos, Inami, El Mokim HaLashachos. Michal, what does that word mean?
Shangriki, the block of chambers.
Okay, a block of chambers. Mehein halashachos ha'aimdais bitzvayin habayis. There appears to be a collection of chambers. Our illustration, just one big building. Maybe it means there are many floors. That's why it's called many chambers. Or maybe not everyone. Maybe it means there were many chambers, many different buildings. Well, it doesn't just mean one building like we have it. I don't know what this means. Hamuvdalois. Eshrim Amma Min Hatra. That we do have to understand that it was 20 Amma gap. Kumoishamu Lamala, Obein Halashokais, Rechav Eshrim Amma, Sav Labais. The Ein Adam Yochel Likonis, Loisin Halashokais. No one can get. Now, this is a very, very fascinating idea. And there's going to be, this I have a very big picture. It's a great picture. He illustrates it. I didn't give it to you yet. We're not going to get up there today. And this is something very, very bizarre. Okay, if you look at picture number 4, we're going to discuss this in great length next time. But picture number 4, how do you get in from the Chatzer HaChitzayna into the area between the Tohim and the Lishka Tzifonis? So you'll tell me you walk around the back. you go all the way up to the top, it says there's a ritzla. Okay, so that indeed appears to be one approach to get there. But there's another way to get there, and there's a teeny little space. A teeny little gap, because the chotzer hapinimis comes right up against the corner of the lishka tzefinis. And the truth is, there is no room. The truth is, when you square it out, it's completely sealed. You can't get in there.
If you look at number two, you can see this more.
You can't get in there. Yeah. How are you going to get into the space between the ta'im in picture number two and the lishka tzefinis? If the lishka tzefinis is exactly 100 amos by 50 amos, and it's exactly 20 amos away from the end of the ta'im, according to the calculations, and I'm going to show you, I don't have the illustration next time, big illustration, it comes out exactly up against the edge of the wall of the Chatzar HaPinis.
You pass through.
So you can't get through.
Yeah. No, but through the building.
So you go through the building. So yeah. That is correct. You can go on. You make it a shortcut. You go on the north side. There are two entrance ways, and once you're in the building, so you go out. There's an exit to get it over there. Absolutely. Or you can go around the back. You go around the back. It appears there's enough space to go around the back to get into that area. Absolutely. That is valid. But there's another way to get in there. There's a shortcut. What's the shortcut? They made a tunnel. They chiseled out a tunnel. They actually carved away part of the wall of the Chatzer HaPinimis and part of the wall of the Lishka Tzefinis in order to allow you to a shortcut to get in there. Picture, now it's not so easy to put anything in perspective, and you'll see the other picture will be a little bit better, but picture number three and picture number five shows you that tunnel. In picture three and picture number five, you're standing with your back towards the north, towards the right side, along the edge, along the area of the bottom portion of the Lishka Tzefinis. You're looking forward. You see the edge of the chamber, those tohim that came out against the wall of the Chatzar HaPinimis, and you see the little tunnel, a little teeny opening on the right side, which was one amma wide, 18 inches wide. That's going to die it to make sure you can fit in. You can fit in there. You can squeeze your way in there. And it was 5 amo. What was the thickness? So we'll see. We'll learn the whole thing. You have to squeeze in there to get in there to get into that area over there. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not just a coincidence. Everything about the Beis HaNes, you have to have emunah. Okay, you're learning about the Bayis Shlishi. It all comes down to the Bayis Shlishi. This is not just a course in architecture. Obviously, every little detail, it's symbolic. It represents, as we always say the words, Dvarim Ha'omdim B'Rumei Shelolam, the most exalted concepts, what these things mean, what it represents, this little teeny tunnel. What is in this little teeny tunnel? Why do you want to go there altogether in between this area? Why not go around the back? Why not go around the front? What do these things mean? What's going on over here? Obviously, the north. What's the north? Why not me on the south? Also, they have the same thing over there. What is this all about? I have no idea. And the Farshim, some of them, they try to say something, some of them say, we don't know what this means, but obviously there are very deep things, and at least we should appreciate the meaning of the complexity of what this is about.
So it also means that the walls of the Chatzar HaPinimis didn't have kiddush.
The walls on the outside, why not?
They chiseled away.
That's part of the nevuah. That's part of the design. That's how it says. And now, we learn the parasha. It's just very funny. Now, it says here that this was an amma. It was strike because we're learning the parasha, the teva. And the teva, what exactly is the teva? The discussion, the teva is like the Beis HaMikdash. Look, there are three layers in the teva. The teva, there's the bottom, the middle, and the top. And the lishka, there's the bottom and the top. And it says about the teva, Yel Ama Tichalena Lamala. The pasuk says, come out the same lashon over here. There's an Ama, which will be able to sneak in, to squeeze in, to get into this area that's in between. Is there some connection? I don't know. But it's striking, the contrast. What is going on over here? There's a lot going on over here which requires some real deep understanding. Let's go further in the Rashi. It's Rashi over here alludes to this, which the pasuk is going to describe. Rashi giving really a background to what we're going to learn later on in much more detail. It's not that much more to go here, but just those two. He says over here, one more time, we're in the middle of the Rashi. The Ein Adam Yachol Likanes La'Oisan L'Shachais. A person cannot get into those L'Shachais, which means into the area in between. V'lo La'avi Reichaf La'eshem Shebeneyem Ubein Atoyim. And you cannot get into the area of the 20 amos, ela derech hechatzer hapninis. You have to go into the chatzer hapninis. Now he writes over here, it's a mistake in my edition. It's not. It means chatzer hachitzayna, kein tzarech loymar. So it says here, my edition is a mistake over here, ela derech chatzer hachitzayna, kimoy shemeforosh lamata b'inyin. Shari Omar, it says in a few moments, next pasuk, Shari Chatzar HaPnimi, Me'al Omea, when you make the calculation, the Chatzar HaPnimi was 100 by 100, Miruba, square, Lefnei HaBayis LeMizrach, the Omar Al Reichaf HaBayis, and the width of the Bayis was Lakodin, eastward was Me'a Amma. So he's just throwing out some numbers. Nimsa, when you lay out the entire plan, which we're not doing now, Reichaf HaBayis, Soisein es roichav hachotzer hapnimis. It shows a change of gears. It seals it off. Okay, just generalities here. The eino yochol likones lifnim mitziri hachalifos. You can't get into that inside area right by the base hachalifos. Loi latzafoin v'loi ladoroin. You have to go through the north. It's very vague. There's a lot of mistakes in the Girsa. I don't know. I have over here a whole bunch of words here changing the Girsa. Rashi over here is very, very vague. There appears to be some problem in the words of Rashi. He's at least alluding to the fact that we have a very difficult way to get to maneuver in this territory, in the Beis HaMikdash. And indeed, the next pasuk is going to teach us exactly how they dug out this tunnel to get inside. It could be that in this illustration they're showing you there are two entrances on the right side. Who says? Maybe there was no entrance to the Lishkat Sefonis on the right side. Maybe Rashi holds that the only way you can get into the Lishkat Sefonis is in between the 20 Amos, which means you had to go through the tunnel to get inside. Or maybe the Ritzla on the very edge, maybe it was sealed from there as well. Maybe there are more details that we're not aware of. Rashi seems to allude, the way Rashi seems to present it, I'm not really clear.
Well, it looks like the Ritzla, there's a space between the Ritzla.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Okay, but there are other issues. There are things we have to figure out. But maybe Rashi's of the opinion, this Lishkat Sefonis is off limits. It's off limits. It's sealed at the end. There are no entrances on the right side, not like in this illustration. And the only way to get inside is through this tunnel. Through this teeny little tunnel that was 18 amos. You go into the area in between, and then you have entrances to go into Lishkat Sefonis. Why would they want to do that? They certainly would not get a permit from the city for such a type of structure.
Yeah. Right? What was the purpose of
this? So the dining room. We're going to see. I think it was a dining room. It was a dining room for the Kohanim to eat the Korbanos. The Kodshei Kodoshim, or the Kodshim Kalim, we'll see. I think it says this had the status of the Azara. This Lishka, even though it's outside the Chatz HaPnimis, had the status of the Ezras of the Azara, and they ate in their Kodshei Kodoshim.
So only Kohanim entered?
Well, Kodshei Kodoshim is only by Kohanim, that's correct. Only Kohanim. What about the Israelim who want to eat there as well? Is there a reason why they can't go there? I don't know. Why not?
Barbecue pits? Where did they cook?
It seems they had a kitchen. It's a big kitchen in there. It's a kitchen. It's a dining room. They have tables and benches, and they serve breakfast, lunch, and supper. What?
The rooms on the corners is where they cook.
Okay, I don't know. We don't know. It doesn't say. It really doesn't say. There's a lot more that we do not know than we do not. Even we think we know, we certainly don't know. Everything is all subject to interpretation. Let's just see the words, at least what it says over here. V'hinei al pnei hechol me'am was 100 amos. Okay, let's now go to the next. Now we'll go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis says it's describing the dimensions. Here, not yet described the dimensions. Here it describes dimensions. El pnei orech el pnei. Oirech Amois Hameya. It's a very funny way to describe the length. You don't know the whole talk in this language, but along the length were Amos Hameya. It's not the way we would write the pasuk, but that's what it says.
So it should be Hamaya
Amos. Maya Amos, right? The length was 100 Amos. As you see, picture number 4, it shows you the 100 Amos. Pesach Chatzafain was the entranceway to the north. What does that mean exactly? Okay, we'll see that in a moment. V'horoychav Chamishim Amos. It was 50 Amos wide. Let's see the Mitzvah's pasuk base. Pasuk base, al pnei, v'horoychav Ritzon Leimar. Heviel the Malach brought him. El Pesach Hatzafaini to the entranceway. So the Mitzvah's learned there was an entranceway on the northern side. Mol Koysel Chotzer Hachitzayna. Along the outer wall, Asher Lefanecha, Avir Chol Oruch Mea Amma, the length of that entire area was 100 Amos. B'roychav Chamishim Amma. Ki roychav halashochais hoyu nun aleph amma. Now, what does that mean over here? He's saying over here, even though it says in the pasuk it was 100 amos, it was 100 and it was 50 amos. Even though it says 50 amos, it says hoyu nun aleph amma.
Well, it depends. Are you measuring the internal dimensions or the external?
So the wall's really 1 amma thick. Don't we have a rule? All the walls were 5 amos thick. It's such a big structure. I don't know. The Archon Nea Amo Kimo Shunem Abinyan, it says later on. Okay, so when you say Lord, I didn't pick that up. I thought I went through this right, but it says it was 51. The Im Hoyu Kane Miruchakim Mikoisul Chatzrachit Sayin Chamishim Amo. And if they were at a distance of 50, now he's showing you over here another number, 50 Amos. You see the Lishka, and you see there's 50 Amos away from the wall. The width of the Lishka was 50 Amos inside. And the Lishka was at a distance from the wall of the Chotzer Hachitzoyna, 50 Amos. Harei im kein avir hechalol shalifnehem mea. When you lay out the entire structure, it's going to be 100 Amos orech, v'chamishim rochav, ayin v'kuntris binyan habayis uvatsura. In his sefer, which they have here in the back, he wrote an entire kuntris on the tsura of the bayish lishi with illustrations. And that's, again, his understanding, which, again, is not necessarily consistent with what we have in front of us, the illustration in front of us, which are primarily derived from Rashi. Let's see Rashi, how he learns the parasha on the pasuk. El pnei oirech, amois hameya, pesach atzafayin, el pesach halishka shinpoine latzafayin. There is an entranceway of the lishka, which is towards the north. So he does say, Rashi says, b'feri shom here, that there are entranceways on the north side. And that's how they've illustrated this in this picture. The picture number 4, you see the two entranceways, and you see picture number 2, there are two entranceways. Why? How do they know there are two? I have no idea. How did we get two? In the picture, oh, it says over here in Rashi, there's an entranceway. It doesn't say how many there are. For some reason, they put in this illustration two entranceways. V'roya kinegdoi chamishim amo, roichav, and you see in front of you 50 amos width, ad kaisel tzifayni, shel chotzer hachitzayna. He saw opposite him 50 amos width, until the Kaisel Tzifayni Shel Chatzer Hachitzayna, the gap between the edge of the Lishka Tzifaynis to the extreme perimeter wall of the entire Beis HaMikdash, the entire Chatzer Hachitzayna, is 50 Amos, as you see in picture number 5. There are two 50s. The width of the chamber is 50, and the width between the chamber and the end of the wall is 50. The walls appear to be a half an Amma. That's what he's saying? It's one Amma, half an Amma on each side. And there's 20 Amos in between the left side of the Lishka and the Toyim. The Oirach Mea Amma, Sharei HaLashachais, Machzikais Min HaMizrach L'Marav Mea Amma. Because the inside is 100 Amos. Rachban min hatzafan ladarim chamishim amma k'mar sh'amu l'mata b'in, like it says l'mata, it says later on the chalal l'chatzach yitzayna mei amma, the inside of the chatzach yitzayna was mea amma roichav, was the chatzach yitzayna until the area, that area where the chalal l'chatzach yitzayna mea amma roichav k'mar sh'amu l'mala v'yamad mishar el l'chatzach mea amma. The area, I don't know what he means over here, that it means 100 amos. I think what he means over here is from the edge of the wall, from the edge of the Chatzah Chitzayin until the Chatzah Panimis, was 100 amos each way, the corners of the Chatzah Chitzayin until you come to the corner of the Chatzah Panimis was 100 amos.
I don't understand what you mean.
Look at the extreme wall. Look at the top right, picture number 4.
Yeah.
The top wall where it says Ritzpah.
Yeah.
From there until you come to the edge of the wall of the Chatzer HaPanimis. How many Amos? Exactly 100 Amos.
Well, that the Lishka's smallest one is back up against the wall.
So maybe it was. I'm not sure you're right. I don't know. You're right. I don't know. You're right. You're right. Let's go to the other side. On the other side, from the right until the edge of the Lishka, it's also 100 amas, 50 and 50. I'm not sure what this means. We're going to come to later on. Pasuk Ches. I didn't get that far in Farsha. Just ran through very quickly. The Chalal HaChatzer HaChitzayna Mei Amma. The Chalal, the opening of the Chatzer HaChitzayna was 100 Amos. Reichav K'mosh Shama L'mala V'yamad Mishai El Shar. He measured from gate El Shar, from gate to gate, from gate to gate. Which gate to gate? Oh, that's simple. That means picture number 4. Look at picture number 4. That's it. That's okay. That is 100 amos. Right. So the distance between the extreme right. Look at picture number 4. You see the gate in the center. The gate going into the chutzar hachitzayna, the outer entranceway. And look at the gate going into the chutzar apnimis. The gap between the chutzar apnimis and the chutzar hachitzayna is exactly 100 amos. Right. That we learned it before. That distance from the chutz, the gate of the chutzar hachitzayna, the chutzar apnimis, 100 amos. Now go up. We already have learned that the Lishka HaTzifonis is exactly 50 amos wide. So how much space does that leave us over between the edge of the Chatz, the Lishka, and the wall of the Chatz HaChitzayna? 50 amos. Okay, that's all it's saying. It's saying over here is that there's going to be a span of 50 amos from the edge of the wall to the Lishka HaTzifonis. How do we know that? Because since we do know as a fact that the gap, the space between the gate of the Chatzar HaChitzayna and the gate of the Chatzar HaPanimis, which you see clearly illustrated in picture number 4, the two gates, they're facing each other. In the center gate of the Chatzar HaChitzayna is facing the center gate of the Chatzar HaPanimis, and the Pasuk explicitly says that that gap is exactly 100 amos, and we know that the Lishka HaTzifonis is exactly 50 amos, and the Lishka HaTzifonis before is 20 amos away from the edge of the Torah, which puts the Lishka HaTzifonis at the very edge, according to the calculation, put it at the very edge, or aligned with the gate, with the beginning of the gate. So that means how many amos do we have left from the edge of the Chatzar, Lishka HaTzifonis to the Chatzar HaChitzayna? We're left with 50 amos. That is what, so Nimsa Lefnei HaLashachas, before the Lashachas, you have an open space, Chalal Avir Oirech Mea Amo. We have a length of 100 amos going down. That's what he's saying. That the Pasuk tells us that's how long the Lishka was. And we have a Reichav of Chamishin. And these calculations we're going to see in much more detail. We'll get to the later Pesukim because I have much better pictures, which has much more detail. And we'll get there in Mirat Hashem soon. Okay, now let's just do one more Pasuk very quickly. Just to run out. And then we'll stop. One more Pasuk. Neged ho'eshrim asher lochatzah hapnimi v'neged ritzpa asher lochatzah hachitzayna. Opposite the 20 amos of the Chatzar HaPanimi, and opposite the Ritzvah Asher L'Chatzar HaChitzayna, Atik El Pnei Atik Basher Lishiv. Now this means as follows. Picture number 2 is a great picture. We're going to another picture. The word Basher Lishiv is teaching us there are 3 levels. As you see, there are 3 levels to this chamber. The word Atik means a post. It means a support column. These support columns jut out on the outside to give support to this structure. And along the 20, now it says this was true along in the area on the left and on the right. On the left is where the 20 amos were. That was the eshrim asher l'chatzar apnimi, the 20 amos of width on the chatzar apnimi. The neged ritzvah asher l'chatzar, the ritzvah means the floor area on the chatzar hachitzayna, means on both the left side and on the right side, was atik el pnei atik, one support column was opposite another support column along the 3 stories of this chamber. Let's run to the Rekulim Mitzudos, Pasuk Gimel Mitzudos David. Neged ho'eshem, noisein simen al mekoyim ha'lishoch ha'isohein. We're now defining the location of this lishka. V'oimer ho'ever mizeh ho'yemul chalal avir eshem me'achotzer shalifnei Yisoid Kaisal HaMesiba. When it says the number 20, it's a code word to refer to, in picture number 4, the 20 amos between the edge of the Lishka Tzifonis on its left side and the wall of the Toil. So along in that space of the along that wall, the Zeo Mash Nemar Ubein HaLashachos Reichav Eshem Amos. HaPinimi, what does the word Pinimi in the Pasuk mean? It said the Lemar, either HaPinimi, the inner side, Me HaLashachos, the inner side of Lishka faced that 20 amos of empty space. V'neged ritzpa, what does these words mean? Ritzono loymar, the other side, the right side, Hayamul HaRitzva was opposite. Ritzva means the floor. Meha Chatzer, the floor we have 50 amos of space. Kimosha Nemar, the Ritzva Asui LeChatzer Saviv. Now the Ritzva means, you see there's a Ritzva. They call the Ritzva not just the floor, they call the edge. It was some type of balcony or some type of platform. We have to discuss later on what exactly was the Ritzva. It was some type of bench area.
A walkway
or a place where they sat down on benches, mm-hmm. a place to sit around and schmooze, whatever it was.
Were they allowed to sit over this?
This is l'chor, the Ezra Snashim. L'chor, you are allowed to sit. Only in the Azara you're not allowed to sit. That would be in the Chatzar Pinimis, but not over here. You can't sit. So that's called the Ritzva. So the right side of the Lishkat Sefoinis is facing the Ritzva. The left side of the Lishkat Sefoinis is facing the 20 amos of empty space.
Wasn't there a Ritzvah over there also?
Where? There was no Ritzvah. See, the Ritzvah, you see, is something special. I don't know what it is. The Ritzvah is either an awning on top, or it's either like a platform on the bottom, or it's either a place to sit down. There are benches. There are many interpretations. What is the Ritzvah? Ritzvah literally means
stone floor.
I don't even know what it literally means. It means some platform, some type of platform. In this, all the illustrations, they present the Ritzvah differently. But the point of the area is that we just want to point out that there are three massive columns that support this three-story structure on the left side and on the right side. Instead of the pasuk being very simple on saying the left and the right, saying the south or the north, the pasuk chose to express the left and the right, or the south and the north, in very complex terms. The term for the left or the north or the south is called opposite the 20. What 20? What's the 20? It means the 20 amos of empty space between the right, the left side of the lishka and the toil. And we want to refer to the right or the north. So instead of saying right or north, we say a more complex, opposite the Ritzva. What's the will? You see, there's a Ritzva that goes around the perimeter of the edge of the Chatzer HaChitzoina. It's a little bit confusing because the Ritzva also in front, right? It's a little bit confusing, but that's what it says. HaChitzoina, it's in the Lemar, Eber, the side HaChitzoina mehalashachah, so you point it mul haRitzva hagah. So this is what this pasuk means. It says now in the room where we're doing this, atik el atik. Ritzan Leimar, Amude Halashokhai Sahim Hoyu Zeluma Zedu columns, Amud Bifnim Mul Amud Bibachutz. Maybe his Amudim are different than what you see in the picture. It means there are pillars. Bashli Shim, Ritzan Leimar, Kain Hoya Bavur Shalashokhai Sahim Hoyu Shaloisha Aliyos. Like the Teva. Just like the Teva. Bottom, middle, and upper. Zo Alvav Zo Vahoya Habin Govoa. Ulechein hayu amudim kifulim. They were double columns. Ze mul ze. Ritzayin alaymar kein hayu bavur shalashochay. So kein hayu shloish aliyah. I'm sorry. Mul ze lechizak habinyan. So if we read the pasuk again quickly, according to the pages of the mitzvahs, read the pasuk one more time. Neged ha'esrim, opposite the 20 amos of empty space. Asher lechatzer hapanimi. That is, I guess it means in front. On top of the Chatzar HaPanimi, and the Neged, along the side of the Ritzvah, on the right side of the Lishka, that is facing the Ritzvah, on the right side, Asher LeChatzar HaChitzayna, there was Atik El Pnei Atik, massive columns that were doubled, it seems, partly inside, partly outside. And this
I think Pnei means by the 20, and on the inside.
What do you mean the inside?
He said, at the time, there were three columns.
Right, it's not showing you on the picture.
I know, it's
right.
Not on the picture, but there are three columns
there.
That's what he means, this means
from here. This is both. First it says, on the outside, the 20 that's on the left side.
Right.
The negative Ritzvah Shalachas is on the right side.
Right.
What was there? What are we describing? It says there was Atik El Pnei Atik. There was are you saying they were parallel?
They were facing each other.
Right. There was a massive column here, a massive column over here. Bashli Shin. Maybe he says, now over here he shows three. Maybe he's learning in this picture of here, Bashli Shin means there were three of them. Three of them. The Mitzvah says, no, the Mitzvah doesn't say that. The mezuzah is through the Russian mezuzah three stories high. According
to the picture, it's not.
Right. So that's Rashi. The picture is according to Rashi. But according to the mezuzah maybe there's only one. According to the mezuzah, or maybe there's just one here and one here along the three story building. He's not taking the word Rashi Lishin to tell you there were three. Let's see Rashi quick, which is the word quickly. Rashi says, giving us the location of the Lishka. Absolute 20 amos of space. Along the empty space, same thing as the mitzvahs, along the left side, which faces the empty space of 20 amos, the negative ritzvah shel lechatzach itzayna. And then we learn the right side. The right side is facing the ritzvah, which is along the edge of the chatzach itzayna. Shemarnu lamala shaliya hoya chatzer shaliya. I don't know what Aliyah here means, but it means it was completely surrounded by a wall all around. So here we're referring to the right side. That the right side. What was it? It was Atik El Pnei Atik. Rashi says Lo Yadati Mahu. I don't know what this means. Atik El Pnei Atik. Then he goes on to say, I do know what it means. Atik Hu Amud. Atik is a pillar. Kamosha Perish Rashi Nami Lael. So who's saying this? Rashi saying who is it? Tosefes. Some editor added this into the Rashi. Right. What do you mean I don't know? You yourself told us what this means before. Atik of Atik, Atik Huamud. Kamosha Perish Rashi Nami Lael. Vihuati Kim Savla Lish Loshtam. We learned there pillars, these massive columns which were up against the walls to give support to the walls. Shiramudin. But Rashi is quiet.
Where is this? What picture is this? What number?
This is picture number two. Page nine, picture number two. The Halashachais Choel Yoinoi. So that's already the next pasuk. That Dibra Masel already is being of the next pasuk. So we will stop over here. And Yirtz Hashem pick this up tomorrow with pasuk Dalit.
Maybe that's why the walls
can be so. Because they were so thin, half an hour. So we have to see the thickness. I have another picture tomorrow. We'll see the thickness of how these walls were. All right, we'll stop here, take a short break, we will learn some Chaya Adam.
Now we read that, that's the Shin Aleph.
I'm going to remember it. We need that.